Ukrainians go to the polls Sunday in yet another attempt to break the deadlock that has consumed the political process since the Orange Revolution in 2004. This round of parliamentary elections once again pits the pro-Western party of President Viktor Yushchenko against the Russia-leaning party of Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. Analysts agree that offering voters the same choices for the third national vote in 3 years will not resolve differences. When asked if the elections will resolve the current political crisis, Marta Metsola with the pro-democracy U.S.-Ukraine Foundation says she is an optimist, but there is no denying the political divide.
Some experts believe that even though the elections are held on September 30th, the results will not be found out for a long time afterwards, especially since the parties do have the right to dispute the results in court.
The 2004 Orange Revolution marked what many hoped would be the transformation of Ukrainian politics. Pro-Western Mr. Yushchenko and sometime ally Yulia Tymoshenko defeated rival Viktor Yanukovych in the rerun of a rigged election that brought protesters into the streets of Kiev. Mr. Yanukovych was later elected prime minister in 2006. Then in April of this year, President Yushchenko dissolved the parliament and called for new elections. But they have been postponed several times. Jan Notz with the Atlantic Council says the political infighting is also affecting Ukraine's credibility abroad at a time when it is seeking European Union membership.
If Ukraine repeats its performance of last year, where it took the country about 5 months to form a government following the elections, I think it runs the risk of truly losing its international credibility.
Politicians have tried to steer the debate towards social welfare and corruption. Government statistics put the average income at $250 a month. The economy has been continuing to grow at over 7% in the last year. A poll by the Kiev International Institute of Sociology indicates that 33% of voters favor Mr. Yanukovych, 12% support Mr. Yushchenko, and 23% back Ms. Tymoshenko's pro-democracy bloc. If those numbers mirror the final vote, coalition negotiations will be necessary to form a ruling party. Many expect them to be fierce. Jan Notz is with the Atlantic Council.
Depending on the strength of the individual players, that will determine the coalition, and clearly you will have a coalition government. The scenarios are all almost equally likely, I would say. So that is in many ways what makes Ukraine such an interesting country.
Jeff Swikord, VOA News,